ورد اجين ستاتم دممغة اوز رب نحمن. אמר רב נחמן, אבונים שבי סקיסי מותר לצדדם ביונטף. A person is permitted to take אבונים שבי סקיסי. What does Rashi say? אבונים שבי סקיסי. אבונים גדלויס שמצדדים אויסם ליאס כמין מוישב חלו. That you set them up, you place them in their place, you מיישב them, and then it becomes a מוישב ויישם עליהם בסודאיס. B'mokim ha-miyuchid le-beis ha-kise, you can put it in a place what is miyuchid le-beis ha-kise. You're allowed to be miyashiv them, you're allowed to put them up. We mentioned yesterday, after the Yama was ma'ira, the Gemara Masech the Shabbos says that if a person is mitzadid and ever this chayav al-tzboine, so you want to be taket sachiv d'raise, to be mitzadid and ever. You want to say maybe that tafka and ever ha-yesod, this, that alone is considered a boina because it is already considered kavua since it is used to put other stones on top of it. But over here, since it is, these are the only stones which will be used, it's not called a binyan kavua, it's only a binyan ara. Al koponim, it is, you're allowed to do it biyontif. We'll come later, we'll try to explain what the inyan of biyontif is. By that biyontif. Eisvei Rabbe Rode L'Rav Nachman. So yes, Rav Nachman, how can you say that one is permitted to put two stones together in order to make a Moshev? We learned in the Mishnah Makifin Shteichovius Lisveis Aleim Asakdeira. You're not permitted to put two Chovius together to put on top of it a Kedeira. So why is this permissible? Omalei, so he answered him, Shaini hosom mishum deka ovid oyhola. Over there he is making an oya. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, deka ovid oyhola, sheyesh legak, there is a gak. Aval hocho leke gak, here there is no gak. Now, we have to understand what was the havamin of the Gemara. I mean, the Mishnah says, Klor, ein makifin shtei chavyes, you're not allowed to bring together two chavyes, lisvais aleim es hagdere, in order to put on top of it a kedere. Rashi said in the Mishnah that, v'osolo mishim d'domi lebinyin, midarabonon, mishim d'mischazik oyelo, like he's making an oyel. I mean, so that's the ivra of the Mishnah, there's no issa of putting together two chavyes. The Yisra is the Mekiv Nishtei Chavis Lisveis Aleim as HaKedeira. So the male of here, there's no Oyel. So what's this? So what's the Dimyan? That's what the Gemara answers, but what did the Makshin hold? Sheyesh Lagak, Hocho Lekegak. Perhaps Shat in the Mishnah is, I heard, could be, I heard this from Tobi Hammer, or on the Mimaisa, a little alone. The Ha'ore he Zichah said. The Lashon HaMishneh is very, very modern. I mean, L'cheira, we learn Shat in the Mishneh that the Isser is, you take two Chavis and you put a Kedera on top of them. So you made an Oyel. You made Mechitzes and the Oyel. So that's also. So the Lashon of the Mishnah, like the Mishnah does not seem to say this. The Mishnah seems to say, Ein makifin shtei chavis, you're not allowed to put together two chavis, lispeis aleim es akdeira, for the purpose of putting a kdeira on top of them. So it seems, but there's an issa to put two chavis together for such a purpose. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. It doesn't say, Ein makifin shtei chavis, v'saifsin aleim es akdeira. Ein makifin shtei chavis, lispeis aleim es akdeira. So weiss doch heist, that is a besondere Issa to put together two chavis for a purpose that they should be used to support an oyel. So, in Kainim Anachnu, so the Gemara held that, that's together of binyan. The binyan is, the putting the two, if you're putting together two chavis for a purpose that this will be a support for an oyel, So that's called, that alone is called binyan. That alone is called binyan. So it could be the Gemara held that if you're putting together these avonim over here, that you're going to sit on top of them. So also these avonim are a support for you, that you should be mile over. That's also supporting you, that you are being mile. And the Gemara held the Indian is a support of for a dover a mile is also that you are enabling something to be mile through this, through the Akofes Achovius or through the Tzidut Avonim. So that alone has a teres binyan, a support for a dover amahil. And Lachera, when he sits on it, he is a dover amahil. That's also a dover amahil. You're supporting a dover amahil. So the Gemara answered, Hosam ishim de ka'ovid oiholo. So what does Rashi say? Sheyer shaloi gag, aval hoche leka gag. Could be, what is Pshat in the Gemara's teres? Could be a gag, a roof. An oil is only called if you put something down, whatever it might be. Let's forget about all intentions. He doesn't, he's not putting down the kedera with shame oil also. He's putting down the kedera just to get cooked. But when he puts it down, so it's there already. That means it's there. He'll take it off, he'll take it off. But lemaisa, so that's called a gag. That means something was put down and it is serving the purpose of a gag. Could be when a person is sitting on something, so that's a cult, it was put down. Now he wants to sit, so he's sitting. He wants to get up, he'll get up. So that never gets a Torah's God. Could be that is the chilek between, that's the shakla vitalia of the Gemara. Yeah. Fine. So Mamela, so the Gemara says, so fakert, so the Issa of the Mishnah is only an Issa, of Makiv Mishrech, obviously, that there should be a gag on top of it. Now what he sits on, it doesn't get a terrorist gag, so there's no issa of this binyan alone. Frek de Gemore, Omele Rabbe Zute le Ravashi, Elame Ate Bone Itztebe Beyonteb le Ovidoi Holo Ochinami de Shori. So the Gemore said, here there's another problem, which is non-existent by Chovis. Here there's a problem, he's making a chair. So what will be if a person will build an itztebe biyontev? Let us see Rashi, itztebe kisei shel binyan levenim vetit. That means if a person, we're talking about the binyan b'mechuba, the tzidud avonim is also called a binyan b'mechuba. We said by a yesod, it's called a binyan min ha-toyre, it's a binyan kolshu. So it's not a binyan ha-yesod, but it's a binyan b'mechuba. So it should have a toyre's binyan bal oyel mehoche. This is making a binyan b'mechuba. A tzidud is a binyan b'mechuba of a moisha, not of an oil. Me'ata bona itztebe b'yontem lo'y ovidei aloch enami d'shor. Amalei, he said, no, you have to understand there's a difference. Hosam binyan kva osra toira. There it's also because it's a binyan kva. So a person will make a cement moisha, will attach it to the carcass. So that's like a binyan. That's binyan, not an oil, it's a binyan. Binyan arei lo yosra teire. But a binyan arei the teire did not say. Here, tzidah d'avonim is a binyan arei. But, the gozor rabonon a binyan arei mishum binyan kva. But the chazal also the binyan arei ot a binyan kva. Och mishum kvoi doi basir als kovad abriyus lo gozor bei rabonon, rabonon won gois. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Minyan arai she'enei lehiskayim. V'hochi gabi beis akisi mishum kveid abriyes loigoza. I'd like to mention two ha'ores. One ha'ore, the Gemara asked Akashe, I mean, without an oil, dal oil mehoche, what is it different than one built an itztebe, a chair, one will build a chair in Yontif? The Gemara says, Hosam binyan kva osra toira. That's a binyan kva. So that's like a osra. Binyan kva is osra. So it's osra min a toira. Here, it's a rabbonim, it's not a binyan kva. There's a mechudish di ketoisves, mesech de Shabbos, peisis mesech de Shabbos, tav tzadikeyam and aleph, tvil masl vahoroide, it says as follows. Says that the megabain is also one is not permitted to make cheese. It's also altboine. And the gabin be yontiv is mutter. You'll have to make cheese in yontiv. Eichel nefesh. So you see that meleches bain is mutter l'tzeich eichel nefesh. So Taisa says, I bazoi, so if a person's house fell down in yontiv, you need the house to live in. So you need it to build the house. Because that's a mitzvah shehutra binyan l'tzeich eichel nefesh. So it's binyan l'tzeich eichel nefesh. L'tzeich eichel nefesh. That's Taisa's akasha. And what would we think Taisus answers? So Taisus answers, Ein Echanami, Tagemutach. So he also has Uvda Dechoyl. So the only reason he can't build the house in Yontev is as Uvda Dechoyl. But Mikar Adin, Zichar Sein Mitaych. Mitaych, Mitaych. Binyin was Tutal Tzarech Echol Nefesh. So Tutal Tzarech Tzarech Echol Nefesh. So I heard a Shtikol Ha'ore, he was talking about Yontev. So the Gemara says, Almiyate, Bona Itzdebe Be Yontev, Lay Ovo Dechol Ochanami Dechari. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara, our Gemara would seem to be saying, if a person wants to build an itzvah to sit on in Yontif, that's also min ha-teire. L'cheire, according to that Taisvis, it's not also min ha-teire. It's also asuv de dechayel. L'cheire, this Gemara somehow doesn't shnim with that Taisvis and Shabbos daf Tzadikei. Bin yikva osra teire. That's a ha-oret. Now there's a big problem. There's a big problem in Agamara. The Maskonis HaGemara is as follows. The Maskonis HaGemara is that when we whittle down the Chiddush of Rav Nachman, it comes out like this. That Metzade Davonim is a Binyan Aroi, which should be also Mid Rabbonim. And now Kovad Abriyas, they were Meikol. Kovad Abriyas, they were Meikol. So L'chayre, the Skan Shoyel HaBen, So what's that for Yontif? So this cheshbon is in Shabbos also. You have the same cheshbon over here. That it's a binyan aroi. It's also mit rabbonim. Kavod abri is the mutter. So why does the Gemara mention Yontif? In the mutter letzadeh dom beYontif. And the most painful part of this kasha is that the mechaber and Siman Shin Yud Beis if Yud in Hilchos Shabbos brings down this halacha. So it's brought down in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's not a shrek. So the Bichas Avrom is this kasha. It's not a shrek. It's brought down here, the Agamara says Yontif. And it's brought down in Hilchos Shabbos. So he wants to say something very beautiful, but at the end he gets stuck. But let's talk upon him and start off to say what he wants to say. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Yud Beis, Sifyud, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this halacha that Abonim shall be sakise mutal tzadadon. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say it's not speaking about muktzadik Abonim. Speaking about Abonim shall be sakise, that's the Ritas Haloshin. Abonim shall be sakise, that means the Miyuchlu be sakise, and seems each person used to set them up according to his needs. Right. So Mamela, but not Mukze. So it's a Shaila of Binyan Aroi, and the Matal Tzerech Kovad Abriyas. But the Mishnah Berurah says, what if you have Takas Tamas a person, the Stamazai stones, and then who wants to put them together to make a Moshe Besakise? Well, Taka Biyosa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He brings that into Yamshel Shleimah like that. Then he says, from the Loshon Rashi by us, could be it's Noraya, because Ilam shat avonim shall be sakise means avonim shall be avonim of that am yuchid for out to be used as a be sakise. Rashi says avonim shall be sakise avonim gdoilis shemitzadid in oisom so the big stone liyoisom kemin moish of cholu the yoishvin aleim besodis mokim am yuchid le be sakise. So it doesn't seem, Rashi seems to say, Bishal Beisakisi, such stones are used in a soda that's Michal Beisakisi, but Rashi does not necessarily mean that these stones were Meyuchid for Beisakisi. So in Sharatzin wants to say, for Rashi it would seem that even these stones are Mukta, it's also Mukta. Now, so Rabbi Chasaro wants to say a beautiful word. He wants to say that Fakert will dance with the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah and with Rashi and Bishalom Al Yisrael. That the Emerson, that what it says in Hilchos Shabbos, that Avonim Shabbay Sakis is Mutter, that Taka where the Mishnah Berurah brings Aloche, it's Avonim that have been Yuchid for Bay Sakis. There's no Mukta de Kishaila, and Alts the Binyan, they were Mata, Binyan Aroy, Utsoy, cover the breeze. Abba, our Gemara is speaking about Avonim Shal Mukta. The way the Shartzi and Gufa said from Rashi, it would seem it's not Avonim them Yuchid for Bay Sakis. So our Gemara in Yontif want to be Mekel Afilu Avonim Shamukz. Why do you want to be Mekel Afilu Avonim Shamukz? He says, Tais Vashita is, that they were Mata till Tomukz Lutzayach Eichel Nefesh. Another Rishonim learned that Eichel Nefesh does not mean only Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means all the body, Hitzdarchas, here, Tchimum, the Ram says it's called Eichel Nefesh, brings a Loshen of the Chinuch, that all Tzolchi Haguf is called Eichel Nefesh. So he says, I bizarre how to do a beautiful light said that our Gemara Rav Nachman wanted to say, Avonim Shabbai Skizim with the Tzadim beyond he chapped on to tell us Afilu Muktzadik Avonim. That means I'll, there's two problems over here. There's a Shaila of Binyan, and that's what our Gemara is speaking about. And this Shaila is on the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. But he gave a Knech Yontif to tell us Afilu Muktzadik Avonim are also Mutter in Yontif out the cloud that you're permitted to be metal to Mutzel Tzerech Eichel Nefesh. That's what he wants to say. But then he gets stuck with a very embarrassing question. And he buys that Tzerechian. We mentioned in the Mashos and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mashos says that the whole heter of Tiltul Muktzel Tzerech Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, that means Dafke Tiltul Muktzel. That means, a person will go in like the muscle that Taisha says that in an oven there's ashes of mukze, eifer, the shahusak b'hayayim, that's nailot, so you're allowed to take out the ashes, that is still to mukze, in order to be able to fill up the tana with food. That's still to mukze. But to use mukze on yontif, that's we have a raya from the Amishneh, that's what the Mashal says, that ain't soimchen as a kteira bibikash. You're not allowed to use a bikash, which is a dovo shal mukze, legabi shal tashmishim, to lean a kteira on top of it. So the mashoyas, I toisu says, tiltal mukze is mutta le tzerech eichel nefesh. So he says, that's tapke tiltal mukze, but here's shimush be mukze. Him shimush mukze is also. So Mamela, so he asks, so it'd be all beautiful, but you're sitting on this moish of shal avonim, you mitzadid avonim to sit on. So this is called shimush shal mukze, so
it should be also.
So he blagues with a tzorch in. It's a different, it's a gewaldike ha'ore on the Gemara. The Gemara mentions yontif. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Hai medeirosa melamaylo lemato shori melamato lemaylo osa. Let us see Rashi. Hai medeirosa. So Rashi says, Hesigodul, a person wants to make a big bonfire, sho'isen of neisorim kederech binyan. So they make it, when they set up the wood, they set up the logs, they make it like a binyan. Oisen like solim mitala druchish, you make walls on all four sides. Besaidrin eitzim lamailo, and then you misad the eitzim on top of it. V'doyme la'oyu, and this is similar to anoyu. V'lamata lamailo, l'sader ha'eitzim al shalaksolim t'chile. First you're gonna set up the eitzim of the walls. Lasis aleim gag, and then you're gonna make a roof on top of them. Asur, shederech binyut, that's derech binyut, mechitzis, and then gag. V'lamailo lamato, l'haschel t'chile min agag. That means they'll have a few people holding the logs, which will be on top. And then you be misadu the ksolim. So you're making the gag before the ksolim. Sure, that's muta, so that's not derech binyan. V'chein bey also. The same aloch applies with eggs. What does that mean? Beyim gaseis. You have large eggs on a sunis al pi kli cholo kain tripod. You're putting them in a halo kli, oya la askala on the grill. Emeshivin as a kli tchili, don't put down the keli. Achakach yisade olo, and then you misade the eggs on that. Ali yerzenu biyoda, you first hold this askala, B'yoshev abeya olav, and you put the eggs on it. Achakach yoshev akeli ala gacholim, then you put down the keli. Shleyasenu kid seder binyan, that's not, so that made keder binyan. That's b'yoshev. V'chein kedero, v'chein puryo, v'chein chavita. Let us see Rashi. V'chein kedero, shemeshivin al beis chavius. The case of the Mishnah, lo yakifem tchila, you should not put the two barrels together, b'char kach yoshev akdeir aleim, elo yoino yitlo ba'ave, first hold the kedero ba'ave, v'yachzeno b'yodoi, v'yesadru achobis tachter soviv, and then you put the chobis underneath it, and then you put it on. V'chein purye, what is purye? Mitois hasorim. These are beds of sorim, shepirkin oisom, they're taken apart, Umarziran, you put it back together. Is lo yiskeif akroyim akroyim tril. You should not first set up the field. Lo seis o aruchais bikroyim, and then you stick in the aruchais amita, that's the frame of the bed, in the feet. Vi achakach yifreis oir, and then you'll press, then you'll spread over the oir lematzeya sheshoish manolo. This will be the area where you're lying on top. Elo, poiris oir trilo. First you spread out the oil. V'yachzu b'nei odom b'idei. And people hold the spread out oil. V'achar kach yaviyu aruches. Then you bring the aruches v'ikshiru or tzui shal oil behem. And you attach the oil with the strings to it. You attach it to the aruches hamita. V'achar kach yiskifu akraim. And then you set up the kraim, the feet. V'yitnu aruches l'soichan. And you put the aruches on the feet. V'chein chavite, chavie shemesadrin bo'itzo, you mesadr chavis bo'itzo, meshivin achas agabishtayim, so also you have to do, first you have to be milamayla lamata, and not milamata lamayla. Let us see Taisvitz. Zuk Taisvitz. Milamata lamayla osa, mishim David erbinin, v'chein avataima bekulun, that's the reason of all these halachas. V'imtayma eichi mesadrin shulchan shein l'raglaim. How are we mesadr a shulchan that doesn't have feet? Agabi safsolim, we put it on benches. Agabi safsolim shaloi. The metchila, we feel zech the mesimim as safsolim. First you put down the benches. V'achakach mesim aleim as a shulchan. L'chayre, we're doing wrong. We're going milamata lamayla. Yesh loima, so Tosha says a yesod, the hoil v'ein lem mechitze shori. Since it does not have walls, it is not called Derech Binyan. V'chol ani mayri, all the cases over here are speaking about Islu mechitzeis litztodim, that they have mechitzeis, the chavius, and thus it's a wall taker. So then that is a teres oil. But if there's no wall, there's just legs, that doesn't make it an oil. But yeah, Islu mechitzeis litztodim amagiyis lor. V'taima da omar b'shabbos, machzirin kideiro al gabi kiro. Dr. Taisvitz, so okay, good, so the criteria is walls. It says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, you're allowed to be marzak teir al gabi kiro, v'hosam koma, man de isle marzirim, v'afilu b'shabbos marzirim. That's the din chazor es tafshel al gabi kiro grufa ktume, that if you have a pot, and it's holding, you're holding it in your hand, and daiti lachza, with all the tnoim of Chazor, you're allowed to put it back on the kira. Now, the kira was a structure that had walls, and then there was a hollow opening on top to place the kdeir on top of it. So in Mele, you hit walls, and then putting the kdeir on top of it, so you're making an oil over the walls. So it's not milamayla lamata, the walls are there already, and here the stack of walls. And so it's like the walls are here, then you're putting back the k'teira, so it's milamata lamayla. V'yeshloimah, so Taisus answers, the cholhanach einam asurim elehecha shem misakein ha'oil v'amechit. It's not only that the walls have to be there first in order to be osa. It's osa if you make the walls first, and then you make the oil. Avalim osa ha'oil b'loy mechitza, of what he's making an oil b'loy mechitza, shori, so that is permissible. Osam gabi kira ha'mechitza is oil asuyais mitchila,
And by Akira, the mechitzas were there from before. So he's not making rules. He's only making mechitzas. The mechitzas, he's only making a noyo, so therefore it's mutter. Chaim perish rach gabi beyoso, kigoin sheyesh beyim mikan, ubeyim mikan, be'echad al gabeyim. So pshad is that this case of beyim is that you're filling up the tripod, whatever it is, with beyim first on the sides. So you're making walls. And then you're putting one on top, so you're making a bulls and an oil. For oil, tachas aviram. The beloike perish rashi shepirish beyim shemesadrin al gabi askele. And you're just putting it on the grill to keep the leke mechitzes to have it kein binyan, elonirik de frishes. Speaking about such a case, that a beyim mikan, he puts a beya al gabeyim. Yeah. You have to know close the case. In the case of putting a bey al gabeyem, l'chayre, if not big the bey is l'chayre, the area in between you should say lovod. L'chayre, if you say lovod, there's no iser of asiyas mechitze. I mean, so it's called mechuser ready. It's brought up, well, you need three tfachim. How big is an egg? 3 tefachim is pretty, if a tefach is 4 inches, so you have 12 inches. Rashi said the beyim gedolis, but then in this katnu a beyim, but still has to be, you have to know klor, so it's very unclear here, that somehow that you don't say lovud to make that it should be buta l'chayre to put the beyim there. V'gam alanirik in the frishis, v'gam puri aloy mairi. And now that it says, Apulia, you're not allowed to make a bet, you may meet the shalonu, loy ma'iri ki goy meet the shalonu. That's speaking like our beds. She'ain lo mechitzes, oh, she'esh lo mechitzes. It's speaking about a bed that has mechitzes, on a mele. So you're making mechitzes, and then you're making, a matz on top of it. That's cool. That falls into the category of milamata, lamala, that is awesome. Ach tema. The Oma B'Shabes, Achteima, the Oma B'Shabes, Hai Pavanke, Akuli Kuva Asire. To put up, here it's talking about you have a Kuva, a large vessel, and so it says if you cover it completely, it is also. You have to put up Pauge. The kuvah, just cover partially, it's good. V'hosam amachitzes oyu asuyes kvar. So Mamela, so we just said before that that's what Taisa said by Harsoras Kder al Gabi Kire. Doesn't fall together, go of a milamata lamailo because you didn't make the machitzes shalamato. So when you're covering this, this kuvah, l'chayre, you're only covering, so if you cover the whole thing, you're only making an oil without mechitzas, which should be mutter. The Yishloimah, so Taisa says a new category, the Shani Hosam oil, the Roche, Vakuva, Yosemidai, Nasek oil. So now Taisa is saying, it's a new Yisod, that even though making an oil alone, we're talking about, he's not making a Litzerach oil, he's making it for other purposes. Is only also if he makes mechitzas and oil, but if it's very, very wide, so then Chazal asked to make an oil alone. And so I saw the Mishnah Loch is Moira, so we have to know, I mean, we mentioned cases which is Puria. Puria is a bed. So here it says, Klo, that a bed is only also milamata lamailo. And the doctor said the milamata lamailo, so you have to make the mechitzas, you have to make this. So lochere, it would seem, now this is just as now if you have something that's very wide, so memele, so I feel like you don't make mechitzas, the mechitzas are there already from before, it's also awesome. So we have to say this kuva is larger than a bed. I mean, we just have to get our dimensions, in the true perspective. I mean, the kuva is big. You have to know how, I mean, Dachsachmir, if I'm not mistaken, Allah, Dachsachmir, we're Machmer, to cover a garbage can that has, if you have a cover, I think the minigailam is that, you don't cover a garbage can completely because of this din. That means even though you have the mechitzas already, but in Shabbos, since this is similar to this din, Mr. Blue brings down in Shin Tes Vov, Beged sheshoitchen al pichovis lechasois leyishtechenu al pnei kuloi mishum oyo leynich tzas mimenu megulu. So he says, he brings down our taisvis, the kuvas lechovi yoysi midai lefize mashikos shulchano chovis haino nami berechova harbe. It's a very wide chovis. Because of a mogen avrom duadim b'teiva rechove Sheesh olav kisoy imene kabua betzirim osal yich oleho b'shabbos. But a teva she'ene rechove, kol kach, mutter. So if you have a box, he says. So if it's a wide box, so you're not allowed to cover it completely. Not a wide box. Baxamir the miniga ilam is that the machma by outside garbage cans. Now, so the Mishnah Loch is ma'irich, I mean, we have to know the true dimensions. It's very unclear over here. Yeah. Which is very unclear. But I'll kapon him. I once heard from Rav Donner, he says, when you come to ask Rav Shaila, he says, you have to tell him, he says, a Shaila is like a telephone number. You tell him, what's a telephone number? Well, there's a 2 and a 3 and a 5 there. It's a few numbers. I mean, you know, no, just tell me more or less. Yenna doesn't know the telephone number. So he says, a psak has to be like a telephone number. He said, tell him, klor di burim. So much is mutter, so much is osa. And it's very unclear over here what rechova harbe and not rechova harbe is. But a kaponim, it would seem, if a puria is mutter, so it means it's wider than a bed. It must be a gigantic type of a vat that we're speaking about. Yeah, we'll stop over here in Taisvis because the next half of Taisvis is going on the Rashi further in the sugya. Zogt die Gemara weiter, wenn Seimchen es hakdeire bebekas. We had in the Mishnah that one is not permitted to lean hakdeire bebekas. So the Havin of the Gemara was Rashi said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to lean a kdeira on a door. Like the Gemara bedelas al kedai toch. You're not allowed to, that the Mishnah means not allowed to lean a kdeira on a door. Seen Rashi pshat. Ela ema vechein hadelas, not bedelas hadelas. That just like you're not allowed to lean a kdeira on a bekas, you're not allowed to lean a delis on a bekas. The bekas, Rashi said in the Mishnah, is ksov lenitno eitzim ela lahasoke, lefikach muktzinein, eitzel kol tashmish. So memele, so you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to use it, just not allowed to use it to support a kdeira, not allowed to use it to support a delis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Bedelas al kedaitoch, umize asaymech kedere bedelas. Who's going to lean a kedere on a door? Aloi tishover, the kedere will break. Why a kedere will break when you lean it on a door? I think a door, a delas tisev al tzireo, a delas is." I think that's that's a delus is something that swings open and shut. It's not stable. The medrash says, there's a medrash in Shir Hashirim, im choymehi nivna le tiris kosev, im delusi notzor lech luach ores. So Dachsmer, the medrash says, it's speaking about Avraham Avinu and Bor Kasdim. So the medrash says, we'll see what's going to come out. Is he a choymeh or is he a delus? He's a chayme, that means a chayme is solid.
Adelis is wishy-washy. It swings on the, so that's Pshat and Rashi. That Rashi means you'll lean a kteir on Adelis. It's a late shover. I think that's what Rashi means. You're not allowed to lean on a delus, to put a delus with a bikas, because as we said before, that it's mutzel for any other tashmish. I don't understand why the Mishnah had to give to tzirim. You can't lean a kdeire on a bikas. Very good. So we know the reason. You can't use it. It's mukse for all other tashmishim. So you mean mishtamish with mukse. Now the mishnah is going to know. If you want to support a delus with it, you're also not allowed to. I'll tell you 20 other cases also you're not allowed to. What was the mishnah maisev v'chein hadelus? I'll support it. The logic is the same. Seems there's a chiddush in delus, which l'davoini I don't know. Tana Rabono, ein zemchen, na de mobbing ze bereis, ein zemchen me sakdere be bekaas, we geen adelles, we she nit na eitzem, ella la hasoke, me rabshim en mate. Now, so here, in this bereis, we have a machloikis, this halach, which we had in the Mishnah, so the bereis seems to tell us, is a machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Mater, Rashi says, the less lay muktzah. He doesn't hold of muktzah. Now, before we go further, I think I made a mistake yesterday. Yesterday, when I mentioned Rashi said that, Rashi explains what the chason of a bekas is, l'nitno eitzim ella lahasoke, that eitzim, the only purpose of eitzim is only lahasoke, lefichoch, therefore, Muktzin and Eitzel kol Tashmish. So the Muktzah for all other Tashmishim. He says, they're Miyuchit for Hasokit. So for any other Tashmish, they're not Miyuchit. So we asked the Kasha, what is it different than, that Masikin Bekalim? You're allowed to take your dining room chair and put it into the, it's also Miyuchit to sit on, not to use as kindling, but FLPK, Masikin Bekalim. So then, I thought that Rabbi Kevega saying, taken to another Rashi, and Rashi, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, says, it was the reason, Eitzem hoil v'dalkon l'dova ha'osu, k'gain lasis kalim, lohi tivu l'taltum elu lasoke. So here Rashi is an eye-opener. Rashi says that the reason you're not allowed to be metalted for any other purpose, because Chazal made a gzera, Chazal intervened over here. That they said you're not allowed to, be metalted. Stopping metalted might come to do isurim. So it seems that that's what Rashi says over here. So if this is the reason, so it's not, so then it's not a muktzadik shayla. It's a shayla that Chazal asa other tashmishim, or didn't they asa other tashmishim? Here, Rashi says right away, in same things are there be bekas, and that's what the Tanakamos of Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon mater, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So now, if the reason is the way Rashi says later, because they made a takona that the Nadalat went out of any other reason, because you might be over Isurim, so finished. So this is a double muskim. This is what Rab Shimon Mato the Leslie Mukze. So I don't know how this sugya stims with Amud Gimel Amud Beis. Maybe we'll get smarter when we get to there. But it would seem the inyan of Leinitnu Eitzim Elo Lahasoke, I saw two biurim in this, and I'd like, let us first see the Ran in the Venik. The Ran is Mamish Kileirim Leinayim. And then I'll say over a Rajbe. Let us look at the Ran Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Yud Ches Amud Aleph Bedafi Harif.
No, it's just time.
Oh. Yud Ches Amud Aleph Bedafi Harif. The bottom line. No, let's go Yud Ches Amud Beis. Chesam Adalv is the guest. Lafi, Shalai, the top one.
Lefi shalai nitnu eitzim elo lahasake. Perish. Shekiven she'ein miyuchadim elo lahasake. Since it's only miyuchad for hasake bulvat. Ein teiras keili aleihim. So it doesn't have a teiras keili. Since it's only miyuchad for hasake, it doesn't have a teiras keili. I think the Ran means, I saw such a svore in the Shmira Shabbos Kilchos and Perik of Aleph. I don't think he brings down the Ran, but he mentions such a svore. He wants to say that a keli is something that is used. Eitzim la'asoke, that's not called used, it's consumed. Something that that doesn't have a teiras keli. And it would be very meduyik to Loshna Ran. Lefi she'ein Shekivin she'ein miyuchodim elo la'asoke bilvad, ein teiras keili aleihem, since it's only miyuchad fa'asoke, ein teiras keili aleihem, doesn't have a teiras keili. Is therefore, it doesn't have a teiras keili, yesh lam de mukze lagabi sham melochis. So lagabi sham melochis, that is a teiras mukze. Umiyu, so memela, so that's that. So it's not a keili, it's miyuchid for asoke, so it seems to say so. Therefore, for asoke, it's mukta. But for other things, it's not a keili, and it's not miyuchid for that, so my mail it's also. Now here, the Ran asked the kash we had asked yesterday. Miyu b'midi de'ike teiris keili alavi, but something does have a teiris keili, shari lishta mushibeh afalulam lochish any miyuchid lo. If it has a teiras keili already, so then you can use it for everything. The masikin bekelim. So he brings this right. He'll have to be masik bekelim. I will be she'en miyuchadim lasoke. Period. So this is Amor de Keran. So the Ran is telling us, the Bemisni is telling us in Yesod Ilchis Mukze, that it doesn't have the mile of a keili. So it doesn't have a mile of a keili. So what it's aimed for, you can use. What it's not aimed for, you can't use, since it doesn't have a mile of a keli. So we can understand in Hilchis Mukze, Rab Shimon was very bright in Hilchis Mukze, so Rab Shimon, though doesn't hold Hilchis Mukze, so even though it's not a keli, it's not miyuchet for that, but it's, everything is also daite yolel. Whatever can be used for, can be used for. Then we'll understand our Gemara much better. Now, there's a Rajbe, I think the Rajbe is Moisef, I think, another Knech. And perhaps it will be negayah to us further as the sugya progresses. Nire, the Rajbe says, the loinitnu eitzim lasoke, ein loima shaloinitin ike tashmishin ela lasoke. It does not mean that, like, we understand that the Ike Tashmish is only a soke, so the only matter to the la soke, and the other things are what matter. Elohochi kama. Loihi tirum chachomim elo la soke. That means not we are explaining why for other things it is mutter, it is also. So like this, we learn the Gemara because it's oimet for hasoke, and then we have to make guidelines, even kelim which are oimet for one thing are good for everything, but not kelim, only what it's oimet for, it's oimet for. The Rajbe says, lehitirum chachomim elo lahasoke. That means, the medina asurim ein letalto, ein le shabbos ben le yonte. He says, scratch your head to figure out why it's also for Tshal Tashmishim. You know, you have to try to figure out why is it mutter for Asoke? The Medine Asurim Ein Letaltul Bein LeShabbos Bein LeYontiv She'elam Teir Keili. That doesn't have a Teir Keili. It's a chunk of wood. Chetzchere Sein. Eitzim Va'avonim is Mukze. Period. Elo sheitiru chachomim letautalom lasoke letzorech eichel mefesh, lasoke bovad nosem, kloim lasoke hitiru, v'loi ledover acher. So it's an under the herren ganze. Not pshat is that we have to figure out why, if it's oimed lasoke, so it has tashmishim, so it's good for this tashmish, so it has a teiras, whatever, so memelo, it's muchon, it's, so you can use it for everything already.
So the Rashba says, no, we're starting from scratch. It's nothing. It's Eitzim Babonim. It's not a Keli. They were Matir Asoke. That's it. So finished. See, Nekeres Kakasha. Why wouldn't they matter this? What do you mean? Why should they be matter? Asoke should also be Nosa. But Asoke, let's say, Chechol Nefesh, and this, they were matter. Finished. So the Lashon of God, there was only given a heter for Hasoke. For other things, if there's no heter, Memela it's also, because it's not a Keli. That's how the Rashba says. So we hear for Al Kaponim in this, but seems this is also a Muktze Dikedin. And Rab Shimon, who the Leslie Hilchis Muktze, they gave everybody to do a Matadish Tashmish, a Matol Tashmish. Al Kaponim, we can understand a little bit. Al Kaponim, how Rab Shimon comes in over here, and then according to Rab Shimon, everything is Eitzim Amuta full of Fashat Tashmish. Yeah. The Rab Shimon Mata, Vein Manhigin as a Bahime Bemakal Beyontif, we hear it in the Mishnah, that a person is not permitted to be Manig a Bahime Bemakal Beyontif. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? So Rashi said, again, and eight, which was never was miyuchad for keli erev yontev, so memela, so to use it for a different purpose, you can use it for a different purpose. You don't want to use it as a stick to be maniga behemme, it's mukta, leinitnu elo lahasok. That was the havamin of the Gemara, which we're going to learn now. Now let us see the Gemara. They menhigim es abeim bebemakal beyontif. Abelazah b'Rav Shimon mater. In fact, the Gemara leimer Abelazah b'Rav Shimon kavu asvir alay. The less lay mukze. So the Gemara held Abelazah b'Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's son, Shimon ben Yechoi's son. So Mestom, he holds like his father, that's machlik is over here. It's Rav Shimon was mater. I hold nit that Eitzim Amutah for everything. He doesn't hold this. You said that nit Eitzim Ela Lasoket. So Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon holds like his father. So Memela. So that's why it's Mutah. So the Gemara, the last line Muktzeh. So the Gemara, loy b'ho afilo Rabbi Shimon ma'ide mishum demerzi keman da'ozel lechimge. So the Gemara says no. You're learning a completely distorted pshat in the Mishnah. The machloike is the Tanakame and Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon is not in Hilchis Muktzeh over here. Rab Shimon can also hold a manhigim as a baby b'makal b'yontav. The shaila is, because this looks like if he's taking a stick to be maniga behema, so it looks like he has intentions to go on a journey to a market. So that's why it's also. So Faket was speaking about a makal which was miyuchet. The Gemara answers that, but we're not speaking about a muktzedik makal. We're speaking about a makal that is miyuchad to be a keli, so there's no muktzedik shayla whatsoever. Bafal pikein, the machloik is the time the kamer Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon is if Chazal asa to use a makal since it's with seat, but a makal is only used when one is going on a long journey or going to a market, then he takes a makal to be manig the behemah. So that's the shayla. The shayla is that to permit to be manig a behemah with a makal in yontif. Of this shayla, but not a muktzedik shayla. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ba'afil Rab Shimon Ma'ide, Klaim Ach Plukta Lav B'Muktzei." This is not a muktzedik machlokes. Afilu Rab Shimon Ma'ide. Rab Shimon is also Ma'ide. Tanekame the Osa V'Loi Mishem Muktzei. Alanira kimelicha, if the reason is alanira kimelicha, mimokim lamokim, shutzorich lanhiga harbekagen limker bishuk, that is why it is also. Chinga machoil, a dance. Al shames me odom saivivim vahilchim bishuk, kein saivivais vimachoilais, korile chinga, that's why it's called a chinga. Zokta gemara weiter. Chizro. What is a chizro? Sarashi says, Hanaf eitz shuhu chad. You have a branch which is sharp, pointy, kikoitz. V'roi litkoya betzli. You could stick it into a piece of roasted meat. Kemin shput v'litzlois boy. You could use it as a spit. And you can roast with it. Now, the shaila is, are you allowed to use this in Yontif? You're allowed to take a branch and use this branch as a spit in Yontif. Rav Nachman Osa v'Rav Sheshes Shor. Here, Machlikas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara says, Beretive, if this branch is wet, that means this branch is not usable as kindling wood. It's not neat in lahasoke. You can't use it. Kalam le pligi dosa. So there's no shaila whatsoever. So it's also ki pligi. The whole machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes is biyabeshta. We're speaking about a dry, sharp branch, which theoretically could be very good for kindling wood, for hasoke. But he doesn't want to use it for kindling wood. He wants to use it as this for a spit. His manda osa omaloch leinit no eitzem elo lasoke. So Rav Nachman who asks is beautiful. Mamish. That's what we've been learning all along. That eitzim don't have a teres keli. So it's not a keli, and they were only, according to, we said the Rashba, they were mater asoke, according to the Ram. They don't say they were mater asoke, but kaponim. Since it's not a keli, so only the shimush that's rogel boy is mutter, or the shimushim na rogel. Now you want, just like you can't take a bikas to be seimach hakadeire, you can't take a chizre to use it as a spit. You're taking eitzim for a different shimush. So Rav Nachman is beautiful. Rav Nachman does amalach loy nitno eitzim elo lasuki. You can't take eitzim stamazoyim, use it for whatever you want to. Man de shori omaloch mali litzlois boy mali litzlois begachaltai. Rav Sheshes that was Mata said, what's the difference if you're roasting with it, using it as a spit, mali litzlois begachaltai, or you're using it as kindling wood? What's the difference? Now Rav Sheshes is very difficult to understand. What's the difference? It's a tremendous difference. And need no eitzim elo la'asoke, so that's the difference. It's mutter for asoke. You're not using it la'asoke, you're using it as a spit. So, what's pshat? So, before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over a ra'on es vasemis, and then we'll come to Rashi. So Rashi, so the Ra'o says, V'kulo inyin hasoke. Episazoi that, le'nitnu eitzim elo la hasoke, so we have to be a little broad-minded. Hasoke does not only mean the wood that is burning, the spit that you stick into the wood is also kulo inyin hasoke. That was when they said, nitnu eitzim la hasoke. This also goes into it. Mali, so Mali, that's Mali Litzlois boy, Mali Litzlois begachalti. This goes into the heter. It's the it's a broad heter of asoke, and Litzlois also goes in that. Fine, we'll understand it. We'll try to understand it. But there's a moirdike kashe. So if Litzlois falls into the heter of asoke, whatever the oimek advarim is, so how could the Gemara say that stafke biyabeshte, but retivte? So then everyone knows it's also. If litzlois is considered the shimush of hasoke, whatever the lumdus is, it's called the shimush of hasoke. So this is hasoke. Here you're making a hasoke with a wet branch. There's two types of hasoke. There's hasoke of burning it. There's hasoke of using it as a spit. So this hasoke can use a wet branch also. That's a problem. That's a big problem. But before we speak about this problem, let's just go a little further, and then we'll go back to the problem. Hike da amri biyabesh de kula alma le pligi de shari. Everyone holds. Avsheshes is also moide. The Rav Nachman is also moide to Rav Sheshes biyabesh de kula alma le pligi de shari. Ki pligi beretifte. The whole machlokes is beretifte. By retifte, man de osa, v'lechozi lasoke, it's not chozi lasoke. Man de shori, amalo, hochozi lehesegodl. It is chazi. You can also burn it. You have a tremendous fire. You'll take a wet twig and you'll stick it into the fire. It'll also burn there. It'll also, in the fire, it'll dry out and it'll start burning. It's chazi lahasigot. It's also called chazi lahasok. So that's the two lashonos. Vehilchis yabesh de shori. Allah, we don't paskin like this. We paskin yabesh de shori. Yetifte osa. Yetifte is osa. So now let's go back to understand the difference between the kasha, the svas emes, is meir, and seems the rav was also meir of this kasha. If the inyan is at mali, the subsasvara, mali litzlois boy, mali litzlois begachalte, it's all the same, it all falls into the category of hasoke, vekulo inyan hasoke, so it's hasoke, why does there arise a problem by Yabeshta? So the Ra'ah says as follows. Why does, by Ratifta, yeah. By Ratifta, why does there arise a problem by Ratifta? Umiyu, by Yabeshta, so the Ra'ah says as follows. By Yabeshta, shai chayin taime, sheroi litzlois, bigachaltoi, behu levadoi. So he says, a Yabeshta, this alone is chazila hasoke alone. You can use this for hasoke. So Mamela, you can use this for a socket, you can use this for tzli, for a spit. Alone you can't use it for a socket. You need to heat it a whole flame. So lesser lahaitaima lahate litzlois boy sheilu litzlois boy bifnei atzmayu. That means the tzli has to be similar to the a socket. That means just like I can use it for a sock, I can use it for sleep. So by retifta, you can use this for, yeah, with the 200 other branches, you can use this also. But, mitad atzma, it's not chozi la sock. So memele, so, therefore, it's not considered chozi la sock. The Sas Emes says, a little a different lumdis. So Lama says it's not called one stick is not chazila soke. So Sema says the dav kishoymed lehesig gam tzli bechlal. Could be it's more or less the same vote that vakert when they were matter it. Well, he says the heter of a soke lies tzli also, but yet they have a heter bepoil of a soke. A tifte which is not a bar a soke is not about tzli. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Rav Nachman also beyonta mishim the muktzanino letalto shlo yisol leklimi ba'idyon. Never made it a keli mi ba'idyon. Beretive sheni roi letalto loy. Afilu lasok et adroi letilto. You can't be masik with it. The kamal epligi the osa kevin metal. You can't use it for anything. It's real muktzan. Mali but Rav Sheshi said mali litzlis by letoch vilesoiche. What's the difference if you stick it into the meat?" Mali litzlis begachaltoi, arei roi letautoloi, you could be metautolit, lasais gacheles, you could be, it's roi letautoloi, laasaisai gacheles. You're allowed to be metautolit, lasaisai gacheles, vitzoilabo, and you're permitted to be tzoilabo. So just like you're permitted to be metaltalit, la soise gecheles vitzoil, and you're roasting with it, she could also use it to roast with it as a spit. I don't know. I think Rashi is saying another knetch over here. I don't know exactly if it is true, but I thought perhaps according to the Rashba we had mentioned, perhaps we could be moisiv a little bit. That means we had Lechera Machloikis, the Rajban, the Ran. The Ran had problems why Eitzim are not Muchen for other things. That means it's a Tzimid Lasoke, so there's a Shimush, so it's not Mukze, so why can you use it for something else? So the Ran had to say, Shtik Teire, but it's not a Keli, and because it's a Tzimid to be consumed. So, not a Keli. So then if it's not a Keli, then there's different guidelines already. So not a keli, so a mele, so whatever, it's aimed lishtamish, it's mucham, whatever, it's not aimed lishtamish, it's not mucham, a keli is different. That's what the Ran says.
The Rashba goes the other way around. The Rashba says, the kasha is not why isn't it mutter for other things. The kasha is why is it mutter for hasakim. It's eitz and vavonim. It doesn't have a toyer keli. It's nothing. It shouldn't be mutter hasakim. No, they were mater hasakim. So be quiet. So the mater hasakim. So that's it. So could be Rashi is saying, so could be Rashi means to be saying they were matir the tiltul vasoise gechelus vetzoilaboy. They were matir the tiltul kedei litzloisboy. It's a heter. So mamela it's a heter. So mali lasoise gechelus vetzoilaboy mali litzloisboy letoch vilasoiche. That means if it would work with logic. That means that what it's oimed for, it's not muktzeh. What it's not oimed for, it is muktzeh. So then the mali is very, what's the touch mali? The big chilik. This is a zoi, and this is a shimush that it's oimed l'shtamish by. This is a shimush that oimed l'shtamish by. So what's the mali? The kasha finds of nishtam. But if it works the other way around, fakat me'iker adin, it shouldn't be mutter for hesekide. No, they were mater v'tzoyla boy. I mean, Rashi, the last words of Rashi, v'tzoyla boy. They should be able to be tzoyla boy. So the hetter was, we want to enable them to be tzoyla boy. So who are them? We can use it for spittles. I don't know if that's pshat in Rashi. Maybe. Let's go to the next Rashi. So here is a meir de kemechudish de kerashi. Here Rashi becomes a poisik, and Rashi says as follows. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says we paskin that it's only mutter, yabeshte, and not retif. The Hilchus, so Rashi says hachilchus alibe demand the islay muktze ikva. If you hold mukta, all the Rabbi Yehuda, some meila, then it's mukta. Abol anan, Rabbi Shimon Sfirala. We pass the like Rabbi Shimon. Bein be mukta, bein be dover sheni miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda be machshire yoichol nefesh. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda machshire yoichol nefesh. So therefore, be kulu shori. So this whole sugya that we had before, we had a mukta de kishayla before, we had a binyan de kishayla before. The kula shori ben chizre ben tmiches kteires vakofes chovies and medeiroso kteire, because Rashi didn't say like this. Aces the chizre is a muktzah de kishayl. No, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. You could use everything. Aces for everything. So that goes down the drain. So this matlik is not negay. Rashi says we also paskin like Rav Shimon. We also paskin like Rav Shimon by dover sheni miskaven. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mamel Rashi is saying Gamuyim de Kechidish. So therefore, this whole sugya we had of oil, you have to make Milamata Lamaila, is also Milamala Mata's mutter. He's not Machavim to make an oil, he's, he wants to make a bed, he wants to cook his kdeire. And we asked it. You know why? Because that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you know the Dover Shenim is Kavin, is also. So Mamel, this whole sugya is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Aloch, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, that'll also be mutter. וכל המירואים שעושו את אלו למיילו, in all the המירואים, the רסר, we had a whole, תמיד את הרב הווה, ורב סבו לקבי ידע במוקצה, ונען קיימו לא נקרב שימן, we pass the light רב שימן. That's what Rashi says. I just on the Tildish Yaakov, Rashi threw in three things. Rashi says we paskin like Rav Shimon by Mukte, we paskin Rav Shimon by Vashenim Miskavin, we paskin Rav Yehuda by Machshir Yechol Nefesh. Now how does this come into the good? I mean, how does this come into to Hanagei Alono? Hanagei Alono is we paskin like Rav Shimon and we paskin like Rav Shimon. Finish. How does this come in? So he saw until this Yaakov, he says Amir de Kazach. He says, you know how this all came in. Because the beginning of the sugya, it starts going, we started off with the baraisa that machshir echol nefesh is mutter. That means we had a whole sugya with machshir nefesh. Tony rabchiya bar yosef, yimav shalafesh, om ken goyel fei mutter. Machshir echol nefesh is mutter. That we had a whole sugya with Rabbi Yehuda. So we started off with Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rashi means to say. So the whole sugi went weiter with Rabbi Yehuda. Some emeiles. These things are also. So the asiyas oil is also because Rabbi Yehuda's davishen is kavin is also, and the other things also. This whole sugi was going already with according to Rabbi Yehuda. But halacha we pasken like Rabbi Shimon and these two things. So it's not negayim. Now let us see. Taisvis, in the middle of Taisvis, which we dropped off. Taisvis is on the Perish Rashi. Yeah, this is the fourth line of Taisvis. Tap Taisvis. Perish Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Hoche, the Tap Taisvis, the fourth line. Perish Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Hoche, Svilay, Rabbi Yehuda, the Isa Mukta, the Dovishen Miskav. Avonan Svilan Krab Shimon, the Dovishen Miskav Mutta. All these things with the whole set of Teire, Puri, Chavise, Beyos, everything. The like Rab Shimon, Elanira Loima, the Fulor Rab Shimon Moide, here Rab Shimon is Moide. The Bahoche also, the Hodama Rab Shimon Dover, Shane Miskava Mutam, Heineke Gain Shaoise Dover, Shane Miskava Lasoise. He's doing something that he doesn't have intentions to do. Here he's mekaven to do what he's doing. So Taisus is saying a beautiful Mirdika Kashan Rashi. Taisus is saying as follows. That Adovishani Miskaven means, let's say, what's the portion of the case of Adovishani Miskaven? Goyre Odom Kisei Besav. So, a person is permitted to schlep a bankel, even though he's going to make a cheritz. Now, there are two distinct actions. It is one action of the pulling of the kisei besafso, that is pulling a chair. There's another action which is not a psikreisha that will become an indentation. A cheritz will come in the earth. This is another pu'ula. He's doing a pu'ula of schlepping. This pu'ula might bring about not a psikreisha. It might bring about another pu'ula. But I'm doing one thing and another thing is occurring. So that is called Adova Sha'ini Miskaven. So the second thing which is coming about through my action, since it is done unintentionally, unwillingly, so it's called I didn't do it. I'm doing this. That occurred, but not through me. That is the lumdus of Adova Sha'ini Miskaven. So Memele, so that is only when there are two distinct actions which are occurring. So then we could be miyaches, the if he's not mechavim for the second one, so that happened not through me, I'm not a choy for it, etc. But over here, if I want to go and I want to put a kedera on top of the two chavisin, so when I put the kedera on top of two chavisin, I'm making an oil. Yeah, I don't want to have a zinin to make an oil. I'm not doing it for that purpose. But I'm doing that. That is my pula. That is my action. There's a Rashba in Shabbos that speaks about, let's not go into the tzir of the Rashba. But the Rashba says in such a thing, this would be called a malocha shein tzricha legufa, maybe. That means I'm doing this without the intent. A person will be a tzod chaya. He doesn't want to trap it. He wants it shouldn't be mazikim. So fine. So he's doing a maise tzeida, but he doesn't have the intent and the purpose that was used in the of tzeida in the Mishkan. Fine. So that's that called davar sheino miskaven. I have intentions to do what I'm doing, but I'm not doing it for this purpose. So that falls malocha shein tzrich legufa. So here also he says, here I am making an oil. There's no two things about it. That is my action. It's not a second thing which is occurring. I'm making an oil. So I'm making an oil. So therefore it is, that is not called a davar sheino miskaven. V'hilchos yabesh teshori yati ba'osa. Perish Rashi. V'hilchos ikva alibe deman v'islay mukze. That means something that has some shimush, so then they were mat of everything. This is mamish eitzim vavonim. So here the din is that this will be also for everything.